Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Megillah, Daf Vav, Megillah 6a, pagination, page 11. Counting down into the wide lines, about nine lines. Towards the end of a line, Uzvulun Misraim al Midosov Have. Zvulun had complaints against the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him his lot. Zvulun got a specific portion in Eretz Yisrael, as did all the other Shvatim. And as the Pasuk describes, when they went into battle in the book of Shoftim under the leadership of Devorah and Barak, so the Pasuk there says, Zvulun amchiref nafsho lamos. Zvulun, so to speak, got depressed. He wants to die. It really bothered him. Matam, what bothered him so much? Mishum de Naftali al merome sode. Because he saw that Naftali had beautiful fields. Omar Zvulun lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zvulun said in front of Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, La'achai nasatalem sados ukramim, to my brothers you granted fields and vineyards, flat land used for produce. V'li nasata horim megavos, and to me you granted a portion in Eretz Yisrael that's full of hills and valleys. La'achai nasatalem arotzos, v'li nasata yamim menaharos, to my brothers you granted land, and to me you granted the sea and rivers, waterways. Omar lo, and Hashem answered him, you've not tapped into your resource. Kulan tzirichim lach ayidei chalazon. You have to appreciate that the chalazon, this special animal, a fish-like creature, lives in the water. Everybody needs it because the dye for Techeles comes from it. And it was a special, unique resource. And you're the one who has access to it because of your unique blend of water at the land so that the Chilazon comes up on the land, as Rashi describes, and you're able to harvest it. Tani Rav Yosef said that the Pasuk Sefune Temune Chol, describing the portion of Zvulun, represents three powerful resources that Zvulun would tap into. Sefune Zechilazon, the first one refers to the Chilazon from which the Techeles, the bluish dye, was derived. Temune Zutris, this is a certain fish Rashi calls Tunina. And Chol, the sand, Zuzuchuchis Levana, this refers to the special sand that was in the portion of Zvulun from which white glass was made, obviously some item of premium, and he was the source for that sand, and it was very profitable. Omar Lefana of Zvulun said to Hashem, Ribono Shalolam, Master of the universe, mi modieni, who will let me know? Rashi explains, if someone tries to get my resources without paying me, who's going to let me know? So the Marsha mentions that it's referring to the Tcheles, the Chilazon, and he's referring to Kalo Ilon, that there was a certain imposter type of dye which was not as good as Tcheles, but looked to the average person the same, and it's referring to that, that people can take something that's not authentic and run me out of business. And the response which the Gemara gives is, Sham Yizbuchu Zivchei Tzedek, it will only be done with righteousness. Simen Zeh Yehelach, I'm granting you a sign. Kol Anotam Imcha Belo Damim, excuse me, Eina Moel Par Kamatya Shelo Klum. Anybody who tries to cut you, he won't succeed. I'm giving you a bracha that your competition will not succeed and they won't infringe on you. Again, the Marsha says it refers to Kalo Ilon. It would seem, though, that Rashi refers to it quite frankly as gezel, as stealing, taking something from Zvulun's portion, referred to as theft. Rashi uses the word kolamotze chilazon venotlo below damim, a person who finds the chilazon and takes it without paying for it. Eino matzliach, won't succeed. And it would seem that this comment that Zevulun is making, mi modieni, who's going to let me know, might equally apply to chilazon, to the fish, and to the sand, because his blessing for profitability is outdoors, and people don't typically fence off. How are you going to fence off the ocean and make sure that no one comes and harvests these seemingly free type items? So Zvulun's saying, if they're granted to me as my portion, what's my protection that someone doesn't just come and dig up some dirt, some sand? Someone doesn't just harvest the same fish that I'm supposed to make my livelihood from, or the chilazon. And Hashem is telling him, indeed, your portion is in the outdoors. It's not something you could easily control. But nevertheless, I'm giving you a bracha that no one will succeed if they infringe on you. The Gemara continues and says that Zevulun also had success in Zavas Chalav Udvash, the proverbial praise of the land of Israel, that it flows of milk and honey. Rashi comments, milk is from the goats who ate well, and the honey is from the figs that drip their produce when they're robust. And the Gemara tells us at the end of a line, about midway in the wide lines, Afilu hachi, nevertheless, sados ukramim adifale, Zevulun was craving flat land. And until Hashem explained to him that his mission is different than the other Shvatim, he simply looked at the other Shvatim and got the impression that he got gypped. And Hashem had to explain to him what it is that his blessing was. It's reminiscent of a well-known medrash that says that the bird was given wings, but didn't know how to use them. And instead, when all the animals of the forest attacked the bird ran away, or tried to, and found the wings burdensome. What did you give me these appendages for? He asked Hashem. Until Hashem taught him how to use his wings to fly, and then he was able to escape the other animals quite easily. Similarly, over here, when Zvulun looks at all the other tribes, he wonders, why did I get such an odd portion? And why did you gyp me of success? Until it was taught to him and explained to him what his unique talents were, what his resources were. And that's true about every human being. If a person spends the time looking at others, so then they wonder what their own talents and contributions can be. But if a person looks deep within themselves, they're able to realize that Hashem was quite benevolent and gave everybody the opportunity to succeed. There is a contrasting Gemara towards the bottom of the page. It's about 10 lines from the bottom. And the Gemara describes Kisri v'Yerushalayim, the contrast between the proverbial Yaakov and Esav, the contrast between goodness and badness. And the Gemara here says, Im yomar lecha adam charvu shteihem, if a person tells you that both Yaakov and Esav are down, al tamin, don't believe it. Yashvu shteihem, they're both doing well, al tamin, don't believe it. Chorva kisri v'yashva Yerushalayim, if either Esav is destroyed and Yerushalayim is doing well, Yaakov's doing well, or Charva Yerushalayim v'yashva Kisri, or Yerushalayim is destroyed and Kisri is doing well, Tamein, that you could believe. Why? Shenema, because the dynamic between Yaakov and Esav is Imola HaCharava. I get filled from the destruction of the other. These are words attributed to Kisri in our words, but Esav by extension. And his comment, the nation's comment, is that I'm going to fill myself up as a result of the other one's destruction. This is what we jokingly refer to as the seesaw mentality. I can only be up if you are down. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Meihacha. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, it's from this verse. You could see it right away in Rivka's experience with prophecy when she was still carrying Yaakov and Esav in her womb. Ula'om mila'om ye'emotz. And one nation will gain its strength from the other nation. They won't both be up at the same time. And that's the description of Yaakov and Esav. But the description of Zevulun is one of praise and partnership and the ability of each one of the Shevatim to be blessed in its own unique way and therefore to be able to make its own unique contribution. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.